What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 298. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about subcutaneously administered dexmedetomidine, answer the drug information question, why is IV dextrose given to patients with DKA, and share a tip for responding to inpatient medical emergencies. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode298. The title of the article for this episode is Subcutaneously Administered Dexmedetomidine is Efficiently Absorbed and is Associated with Attenuated Cardiovascular Effects in Healthy Volunteers. The lead author is Pano Uusalo, and this was published in European Journal of Clinical Pharmacology, April 2018. There's no prior information on subcutaneous administration of dexmedetomidine. The authors undertook this study with the idea that subcutaneous dexmedetomidine would be useful in palliative care settings. However, this route also has potential to be useful for sedation of agitated patients without IV access. The authors compared the pharmacokinetics and cardiovascular, sympatholytic, and sedative effects of sub-Q and IV-administered dexmedetomidine in healthy volunteers. The study design was an open, two-period crossover design with balanced randomization. 10 male subjects were randomized to receive 1 mic per kilo dexmedetomidine, both IV and sub-Q. Concentrations of dexmedetomidine and catecholamines in plasma were measured, and cardiovascular and sedative drug effects were recorded. Peak concentrations of dexmedetomidine were observed 15 minutes after sub-Q administration. The mean bioavailability of sub-Q dexmedetomidine was 81%. Plasma concentrations associated with sedative effects were maintained for 4 hours after sub-Q dosing. The onset of all therapeutic and side effects, including cardiovascular, sympatholytic, and sedative effects of dexmedetomidine, were slower after sub-Q compared with IV administration. The authors concluded dexmedetomidine is relatively rapidly and efficiently absorbed after sub-Q administration. Sub-Q dexmedetomidine may be a feasible alternative in palliative sedation and causes attenuated cardiovascular effects compared to IV administration. The study opens up considerable possibilities for future study. A peak onset of 15 minutes is not that far off from other sedatives such as IM haloperidol, olanzapine, and lorazepam. Dexmedetomidine may have a more favorable side effect profile than other sedatives given for acute agitation, as it does not lower the seizure threshold, cause torsades, or cause respiratory depression. A study with 10 healthy volunteers is not robust enough to support routine use of sub-Q dexmedetomidine for sedation. However, there may be a unique patient scenario that presents where sub-Q dexmedetomidine would be a reasonable choice. The drug information question for this episode is, why is IV dextrose given to patients with DKA? When the serum glucose reaches 200 milligrams per deciliter in a patient with DKA, IV dextrose is added to avoid the development of cerebral edema. In addition, the rate of insulin infusion may need to be slowed down at this point to between 0.02 and 0.05 units per kilo per hour. The goal is to slow the rate of glucose decline and avoid promoting the development of cerebral edema. And my tip for responding to inpatient medical emergencies is to prepare labels for medications ahead of time so that providing labeled medications does not delay the delivery of critical medications during the emergency. Properly labeled syringes and IV lines will help prevent medication errors in the fast-paced scenarios of code blues and rapid responses. Keeping pre-printed labels in your drug boxes is very helpful. I also keep a roll of medical tape in my lab coat so that I can use that to label syringes and IV lines. In a pinch, I can always tape the syringe and medication vial together. If you're interested in how pharmacists can respond to inpatient medical emergencies, I have an in-depth Code Blue and Rapid Response training program inside my Hospital Pharmacy Academy. Through the 6-module training program, you'll develop the confidence and skills necessary to respond to Code Blue and Rapid Response calls. You'll also be completely prepared to pass the healthcare provider, BLS, and ACLS classes. To learn more, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy.